May 26. Numbers 35. Psalm 79. Isaiah 27. 1 John 5. When plans were being laid to parcel out the Promised Land to the 12 tribes, Levi was excluded. The Levites were told that God was their inheritance. They would not receive tribal territory, but would be supported by the tithes collected from the rest of the Israelites. Numbers chapter 18, verses 20 through 26. Even so, they needed somewhere to live. So God ordained that each tribe would set aside some towns for the Levites, along with the surrounding pasture lands for their livestock. Numbers chapter 35, verses 1 through 5. Since the Levites were to teach the people the law of God, in addition to their tabernacle duties, these land arrangements had the added advantage of scattering the Levites among the people where they could do the most good. Moreover, their scattered lands were never to pass out of Levitical hands. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 32 through 34. The other peculiar land arrangement established in this chapter is the designation of six cities of refuge, verses 6 through 34. These were to be drawn from the 48 towns allotted to the Levites, three on one side of the Jordan and three on the other. A person who killed another, whether intentionally or accidentally, could flee to one of those cities and be preserved against the wrath of family avengers. At a time when blood feuds were not unknown, this had the effect of cooling the atmosphere until the official justice system could establish the guilt or innocence of the killer. If found guilty on compelling evidence, verse 30, the murderer was to be executed. One recalls the principle laid down in Genesis, chapter 9, verse 6. Those who murder human beings, who are made in the image of God, have done something so vile that the ultimate sanction is mandated. The logic is not one of deterrence, but of values. Cross-reference Numbers, chapter 35, verses 31 through 33. On the other hand, if the killing was accidental and the killer therefore innocent of murder, he cannot simply be discharged and sent home, but must remain in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest, verses 25 through 28. Only at that point could the killer return to his ancestral property and resume a normal life. Waiting for the high priest to die could be a matter of days or of decades. If the time was substantial, it might serve to cool down the avengers from the victim's family, but no such rationale is provided in the text. Probably two reasons account for this stipulation that the slayer must remain in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest. One, his death marked the end of an era, the beginning of another. Two, more importantly, it may be his death symbolized that someone had to die to pay for the death of one of God's image-bearers. Christians know where that reasoning leads.